Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, and welcome back to Finding the Funny.
Finding the Funny. Finding the Funny. With Ruth and Ange, Finding the Funny.
Hey, I'm Ruth. And I'm Ange. And as always, we start with the big questions.
Finding the Funny.
Hey, Ruth and Ange, what a bloody brilliant podcast you have. It literally makes me belly laugh every week. And also wanted to congratulate you on helping me lose my podcast virginity, as this is the first podcast I've ever listened to. I bloody love that. Bloody loves that. Wondered if you can help settle a little family debate we have ongoing. I recently asked my brother for a drink when visiting his house. He asked what my preference would be, and I replied with, a can of pop would be great. He then replied with, what's pop? I was absolutely amazed that my brother didn't call it pop. He replied with, so you want a fizzy drink? Again, I was like, what the actual fuck? Fizzy drink? I have also asked my husband his opinion, who also said, why do you call it pop? Was absolutely shocked knowing I've been with him 11 years and never knew he didn't know I called it pop. Am I just old school? Who calls it pop? Please tell me your opinion so I can once and for all settle this ongoing debate. Keep up the amazing podcast, ladies. Thanks, Bex.
Brilliant.
That is a bloody brilliant problem you've got there. I mean, I don't. Do you call it pop, Pats?
Do I? Heck, no way.
Same.
It's a fizzy drink.
I always thought the pop thing was more of a. I always thought it was more of a northern term.
Same.
You want a can of pop, love?
That's all. You want a can of pop? Anyone for a can of pop?
Can of pop. Can of fizzy pop.
Yeah.
No, I always thought it was that. That was more of a northern. So I'm obviously not sure where Bex is, but the fact that Bex calls it pop and her brother doesn't call it pop.
Can you imagine if we called it something different?
Yeah, no.
I'd find that weird.
Yeah.
Do you know the other thing? You know squash?
Yeah.
I did a thing on my Instagram once. This is going back quite a few months, asking the different terms for squash.
I saw that.
Yeah, do you know what they call it in Northern Ireland?
Cordials.
No.
Oh.
Diluting.
That's it, I remember. Diluting.
Yeah, diluting juice.
I have never heard that.
No, but that is what they... But that makes the most sense to me, diluting juice, because that is what you do with it. Why is it called squash?
That's a shit name.
Why?
Because in it, you don't go out, do you want some diluting juice? Like, that's just shit.
You know what? Once I went over to see my friend Mel in Northern Ireland, and there was quite a lot of people at her house at the time. And this woman came up to me and she said in a very thick Northern Irish accent, have you got any diluting? And I thought she said, is it without gluten? So I was like, sorry, what? Because I was helping with drinks and things. And she said, is it diluting? And I said, is what without gluten? And she looked at me like I was from another planet. So I went to find Mel and I was like, some woman's asking for something gluten or dilute. And she was like, Ruth, she wants a squash. She wants a diluting juice.
That is shit. What a Seriously, I think that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
What, diluting?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what? We were actually talking about squash while I was in Cornwall. We were talking about how, like, I don't really drink squash. And this friend of mine, Alice, she, like, loves squash. She drinks squash all the time. But Dom, her future husband, absolutely hates it. So much so, he even hates the word squash. Yeah, and as we were talking about it, he went, can you please stop saying that word? He's got a real problem. She can't drink squash near him because he hates it that much.
Yeah, he's got issues. Dom needs to...
No, I'm with Dom.
What, you wouldn't have somebody drinking it near you?
No, but I understand his... I don't get it.
Right. Okay, that's fine. You don't need to get it. But does Dom listen?
I believe he has listened. I'm not sure whether he's a continual listener.
Well, firstly, that's disgusting.
It is actually,
yeah. But that I'm Team Alice alone. Yes. You can back off telling Alice she can't drink squash near you. That's a violation of her human rights. It's a complete violation of her human rights.
We got on to, though, Bex, you know, I know obviously this is supposed to be really about pop, but we've gone on to the side road of squash here.
What about a fizzy squash though?
What do you just put like fizzy water in with it?
Yeah. That's a whole new realm, that is. Yeah. A lemon squash with fizzy water and loads of ice. Oh, she's a dream.
Yeah, no, see, I could probably do that.
It's a bit like your own homemade traditional lemonade.
What about a classic Ribena?
Oh mate, I love a Ribena.
Yeah. I do. That would be my only one I would go for. And I'm probably...
What about a hot Ribena?
Yeah, that's where I'd go. Yeah. Winter time. Hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena. That's what I actually sing.
Well, that's what we used to do when we were kids, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Still there, Patty. Do you sing course.
That? That and Mama Sharon Tosti. The old Mama on toast.
Yeah.
But to go back to Bex, I don't call it pop.
I don't.
I just call it fizzy drinks.
Yeah, or I just say, can I just have a can of drink? Do you like, here's another thing, right? I don't really like drinking bottles of fizz.
No, I'm with you. It's got to be a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like a bottle.
I like a glass bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a fan of...
If you're Blas Dicks, you're Blas Dicks.
I'm not a fan of your plastics.
I'm not a fan of plastics.
But
it tastes weirder to me in a plastic.
It tastes metallic-y.
It goes back to the metallic-y roots. Yeah, I do like a can. But I'd just say, can I have a cold drink? And if someone said, what cold drink would I say, well, what have you got? And if they said, I've got a can of this, a can of that, I'd say, yeah, I'll have a can of that.
Great content, guys. We know that's what you're here for. And we're listing our own conversation with, have you got a can of this? Yes, I'll have a can of this. Thank you very much. Not called pop, just a can. But we don't call it pop.
No.
I would call it a fizzy drink. Finding the funny. Our next question comes from Gemma on Instagram, and she said, can you name something that used to be considered trashy but is now very classy?
That is a great question.
Rosé.
Okay, yes. Yes, that is a good one, Pats.
I think, go back 5, maybe 10 years, you were drinking rosé, you were like a Lambrini girl. Everyone was like, having a rosé. Now, Whispering Angel.
Yeah. My first thought with this was bum bags.
For our American listeners, fanny
pack.
Listen, I just said for our American listeners. For our American listeners, fanny pack.
I love that. I would rather we called it a fanny pack. But yeah, I think a fanny pack / bum bag.
That's true, actually.
They have, I mean, now you can get, you know, Yves Saint Laurent bum bags.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
What about fake tan?
I think still quite often fake tan can look quite trashy. especially if it's done badly. I mean, if you can see a badly done fake tan coming a mile off and it looks like absolute dog shit. You know, when people have got like stained fingers and hands or patches on their elbows, or then I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's complete trailer trash.
I've never fake tanned in my life. I never will, because I'm not trash.
Welcome to anyone who's regularly fake tanning. We're really pleased to hear.
They're like, if I was going to have a fake tan, you know, we have...
Well, I'm never going to fake tan because I'm not trash. Hang on. You don't drink squash. You're trailer trash.
No, I think the fact that I don't drink squash means, again, I'm a higher clientele.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say, any of the shit I come out with on this is shit. Yeah. A lot of the time I'm just chatting shit. I don't actually mean a lot of what I say.
So can we just say, she says it because it's funny, and it is funny.
I'm always in for the gag.
She's always up for finding the funny.
There you go.
You know, she cuts through the trash.
Yeah, and I sound like a bit of a dick. I'll take the dickish.
Do you know, there's not a lot Ange and I wouldn't do for a laugh. We'll take the dickish behaviour.
Hey, I will take the dickish behaviour just to bring the lols.
Do you know, it's been coming out more and more that people love your like cynical, like give a shit. I've had so many like messages, like my friends who listen, saying, oh my God, your sister she's just so funny. She just says it how it is. She's the person that says what everyone else is too frightened to say.
Oh, well, I'm pleased people like it. I just would love to, I just don't want people to think, yeah, I am. I love everybody, Patsy.
Yeah, you know? She does.
I'm not mean.
Are you sweating your tits off?
Seriously, I've had to pull my dress up. I mean, I've got the window open, but I put the blind down because of shit flying in.
It's boiling.
Shit in hell.
So, Gemma, there's a few things that we would say that are now classy but used to be considered trash.
Finding the funny.
Our final big question for this week, Piercy.
Yeah.
It's come from George on Instagram, and he has asked, what three things would you put into room 101?
Yorkies. Do you know what though? I've had a lot of messages from people this week. It's been an influx of people who have gone back and obviously listened to episode one saying, stop berating Yorkies.
Wow, okay.
I've obviously a lot of people down there.
I mean, why?
Yeah, why do people like them? Oh no, I know what I'd put in. 100% I know. Without question, I take back the Yorkie. My first one would be flies. They don't care, do they?
No.
They're like, putting it on your foot, you flick them off. They're back, you flick them off. Then you look over there on your work surface, you bash them away.
They're trying
to get to your food. You're like, piss off. Like, they just don't give a shit, flies. That's the problem.
No.
They don't care.
There's a thing that does really irritate me.
What?
Noisy eaters.
This is going to be a big one.
You know, that when I can hear someone.
Yeah.
Chomping, whatever it is. Chumming.
Well, I can hear, hang on, who's chumming over there? Shut the fuck up with your chumming.
Well, I can hear that chompy, noisy, nap, kind of, that really gets on.
I thought in a similar vein. when you're on the phone to someone, and when they stop talking, they heavy breathe down the phone.
Yeah. Mouth breathers.
Yeah. But especially on the phones, so they'll finish their sentence and then you'll just hear and especially if you're on a hands-free in the car
yeah
and it's like surround sound,
it's like Darth Vader's in the car with you.
Yeah, you're trying to talk back, but you're thinking, mate, stop breathing.
Stop breathing. You're breathing.
Stop breathing so heavily down the phone.
Do you think they've got problems with their nose? Like, there are some mouth breathers in general. They are another one, whether it's on the phone or face-to-face. There are some people who just everything's like out of their mouth. Out-breath, in-breath is in and out of their mouth. Like, what are they doing with their nose?
Maybe they've got sinus issues.
That's what I mean. You know, mouth breathers, are they mouth breathers? Because they, breathers? Are they mouth breathers? Because they've got a problem with their nose.
Do you know what though? I can't breathe through my mouth too much. It gives me a sore throat.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Yeah. Mouth breathers and noisy eaters definitely would go in. Yeah. I've got another one here, Pats.
Okay, go on.
You know, like where you have to phone up, like, I don't know, say it's like for your insurance or something, your car insurance.
Yeah.
And you phone up and you get the press one for this, press two for that, and you get given, you know, like, half a dozen options. By the time it gets to option six, I've forgotten what option one, two, and three were. And I'm like, which option have I got to pick?
Yeah.
That really does get on my tits. That.
Yeah, that is annoying. You know what I would put in room one? Have you ever tried to ring the DVLA?
Yes.
Oh, no. Bloody hell. You cannot speak to a human being for love or bloody money, for all the tea of bloody China.
Do you know the other one?
Go on.
HMRC, they are bastards. Oh my, the amount of times I've had to call them to try and talk to them about my shitting tax bill. And oh my lord, just yeah. Yeah, you go through to what you think, oh, okay, is it that option? I think that's me. I'll press that one. I get through to them. I tell them my problem.
No.
I come through to the wrong department. Let me put you through to Sandra in...
Let me put you through to Sandra in the dickish behaviour department. She's got everything to do with the HMRC government.
Yes, that is it. Sandra in dickish behaviour. Yes. That's her. I always think as well, sometimes you go through to Sandra in dickish behaviour who can't help you, right? Yes. But then at the end of the course, she goes, is there anything else I can help you with? Well, yeah, would that actually fucking help me at all, Sandra, so no.
You haven't helped me with the original problem.
No. So actually there's nothing you've helped me with and there's nothing else you can help me with. So bye-bye, Sandra. I thought of another one. Right. What is with all of the changes to being able to pay to use a car park? Have you not? Every shitting car park I go in now, right? All I want to do is park my car and pay for the hour, right? You go to do that,
yeah.
You have to put in your registration number.
Yeah, because they don't want you giving it to anyone else.
Which pisses me off.
What is
wrong with that? I might just be popping into Waitrose.
I might be doing a pop in and a pop out.
I might be doing a pull in and a pull out.
Exactly, a motorway services.
Yes, I put in my shitting 80p for an hour. I'm going to be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I could give that ticket to Derek. Derek, have the remainder of my time. And I can't now because I have to put in my shitting registration number.
Tonight, Ange, we need to talk this after you've been on a mini break to Cornwall again because you are coming out with some absolute. I might want to give it to Derek.
It really annoys me.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to pay with coins? Do you want to pay with cards? Do you want to do... There's some car parks that do this thing where you can do a checkout option.
What?
I know. I've never tried it because I'm like, I don't give a shit what that is. I just want to park my car. But I don't know even how that... But you can go, oh, do you want to do a checkout? Well, what the hell is that?
How do you feel about a pay by phone?
Well, you see, I really was into Ringo.
That said no one ever. Oh my God.
I liked Ringo.
Well, you see, I was really into Ringo.
I really was, because it was dead easy. Ringo in, bang, 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 that's me. Yeah, paid, go. Since lockdown, right? I haven't used Ringo, because I haven't been anywhere. Went to a car park the other day, and I didn't have the change, and I knew the whole getting a ticketing was going to piss me off. So I thought, oh, I'll just go to Ringo, right? Went to Ringo. And because I haven't used it so long, I had to log back in to use it. And I can't remember the shitting password. So I was literally like, oh, for fuck's sake. I just want to pop into Waitrose and pick up a mango. It was just really annoying. It was just annoying. I don't even know what I did now to resolve that.
Come back next week if you want to hear how Anne resolved her parking shit.
But they can, those shitty parking pay machine things, they can fuck off to room 101 for sure. They are a shower of shit. And the fact that I can't give Derek the remainder of my ticket, that pisses me off even more.
Finding the funny. So we've now got confessions of a Hinchcliffe.
I am very excited about these confessions.
I got so many messages. I mean, so many, we can't read them all. We've just picked a few because honestly, I got, yeah.
So we opened the floodgates, didn't we, Patty?
We did. Hannah said, major lol after the most recent podcast. I want to buy a sonic scrubber for my washing machine, and I've tried a few of her tips. Laundry sheets in my pillowcases, pink stuff on my pans, although I didn't have a scrub daddy, Dettol on everything, and 1001. These are my confessions. You are not alone. Me and my friend went to B&M and Home Bargains and did a Hinch haul after. I'm dying. Okay, I've said it all now, Hannah.
Oh my gosh, Hannah.
Dettol. I love the all-in-one Dettol spray.
Yeah, I do actually. I'm with you there, Pats. Yeah.
Get into that big time.
Especially in these COVID times.
Especially in these COVID
times. You can just spray that shit everywhere.
I love the 1001.
Right, I don't have a clue what this 1001 is. What
I actually think you'd really like it. You know the last time you came to my house with James and you said my house smelled lovely?
Yeah.
Just revive the carpet. Obviously, I hadn't hoovered, but to revive the carpets, it's totally safe for pets.
Okay.
Basically in a can, and it's a foam, and you just leave it, and it sinks into your carpet, and they feel lush, and the smell's amazing. And they do an orchid one, which is the one that I get, and it's so nice.
Oh, okay. I actually do like the sound of that. Okay, I am on board with 1001.
It's really good. Finding the funny. Ruth and Ange, I am dying here. I also have both Hinch books untouched. I've changed my fabric softener to the blue Lenore and obviously used the pine toilet cleaner. I've also got the pink stuff. We are all just deep down dicks. That's from Sammy, and that is true. I think what we can take from this is that deep down we've all got dickish behaviour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And sometimes you just got to embrace that.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to say, okay, there is dickish behaviour that goes on deep down.
And also, I think what else we can take from this is that Hinge is bloody good at her job.
What's the pine toilet cleaner then?
Arctic pine, that's all she uses in her toilets.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't use anything else.
Arctic pine.
To be fair, the pine is the nicest scent.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good to see Mr. Hinge on the stories this week, cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, was he cleaning toilets?
Yeah, he did. He cleaned the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to see that from Jamie Hinchcliffe.
That is refreshing.
Yeah, well done, Jamie. Refreshing.
Well done, refreshing Jamie. Finding
the funny. I had a message from somebody asking me, ask you if you had a nice time in Cornwall.
I had a bloody wonderful time.
Did you see the ocean?
I saw the ocean. I paddled in the ocean. Drank a lot, ate a lot. We had a few bottles of the Malbec because you know I love a Malbec, don't I, Patty? In fact, our last night, we had just shit loads of cheese, crackers, grapes, olives, followed and flushed down by shit loads of Malbec. I was in bloody heaven, Patty.
What's your favourite cheese?
I think my favourite cheese is a brie.
How do you feel about pâté?
Random, I know. I don't like pâté.
I've got well into pâté the last couple of weeks.
Have you, pâté?
Toast.
Are you?
Honestly, something has gone way off the scale. I know, if anybody's going to ask, I'm not jeffing pregnant, if only anybody else. If there's anyone listening who hasn't listened to the other episodes, I'm definitely not pregnant. Do you know, that's the other thing I'd put in Room 101. Whenever you say you've got into something massively, there's always some fucking dickhead going, you sure you're not pregnant?
No.
I've been trying for 8 years and it's never bloody worked.
Yeah. I can just have a phase of wanting something without it being linked to my shitting hormones.
Yeah. I've been, honestly, devouring pâté on toast just out of nowhere.
No, I'm not a fan of a pâté. I find it like leaves like the roof of my mouth a bit cloggy. If I eat it, I'm like the rest of the night like feeling like I've got to scrape the roof of my mouth or something.
Would you not have pâté in the starter?
No.
Why?
No.
Would you have a prawn cocktail as a starter?
Hell yes.
I love a prawn cocktail.
Prawn. Give me a prawn. Yeah.
A prawn in a cocktail sauce.
Yeah. In fact, any kind of prawn.
I tell you what I don't like, when you got to dick around with the shells.
Oh yeah, no, forget that.
Matthew loves that.
Does he?
Oh, if there's prawns on a menu that are like come in their shells, he's all over it.
Oh no, that actually puts me off.
Same. You know who loves that as well?
Mal.
Mum.
Args.
Yeah.
She, you know, you got like a chicken, a whole chicken that you've cooked, and Args will like literally get it down to its carcass. And then she'll go, right, we'll use those bones and make a broth.
Yeah. And we had a conversation about you last night because we went to see Mum and Dad.
Mm.
KFC.
Oh.
And Mum was like, oh, we wouldn't be doing this if Andrew's here. She does not like it. Mal didn't know you weren't a fan of KFC. Would you not even like a chicken burger from KFC?
No, because I don't think we like chicken burgers from McDonald's either.
How are we sisters? I mean, I will literally devour any kind of burger, any kind of chocolate apart from the Yorkie. Like, you know, I will shovel it in. You.
I know. I am a fussy urchin. I am.
Yeah. Let's go back to the original. Who doesn't like a squash? What is it about a squash that's offensive?
I think it's because a lot of them are quite sweet.
You like a juice.
Oh, I love a juice. An orange juice, an apple juice.
Pulp.
Avec pulp.
You know who loves pulp?
Mal. If you buy the juice with no pulp, he's like that. What the hell have you bought that for?
You know, I went to Mallorca last year and he was like, have they got any with extra pulp?
Why doesn't he love the pulp so much?
He's looking for ones that were like double pulp.
He's basically looking for like just the thick pulp mush.
He doesn't want orange juice.
No, he just wants the pulp.
If anybody's listening from Tropicana or...
Yeah, Innocent.
Yeah, any of the other bits. Can you just make pulp with pulp for Mal?
Yeah, yeah. And actually write on it, pulp with pulp in brackets for Mal.
For Mal. Because I remember I came back with an orange juice and he had some and he was like, is this the one with pulp? I said, yes. He was basically saying, well, it's a crock of shit. It's not enough pulp in it. And the next person went there, he was saying, can you just, you know, really have a look? I think they do one with extra pulp.
Extra pulp.
What? Obsession with pulp.
I do love a pulp. I am with Mal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a pulp.
Most people, I think, would go smooed.
Smooed? You mean smooth?
Yeah, smooth.
Smooth.
Smoother.
No, smooth.
Most people will be like, oh, give me the smoother.
You have any OJ that's smooth?
That's how a train guy would say to me.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Dick on the train would be like, yeah. No, I'm going to be smooth. Yeah.
I don't like the pop.
We then had a question on email from Sarah, and Sarah said, "Dear Ruth and Ange, if anyone could play you in a movie, who would you choose and why? I love the podcast, Sarah."
Okay. Helena Bonham Carter.
There's three people I would pick. Her.
Yeah.
Or Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Or Dawn French. I think I'd pick Dawn French.
Okay.
Just because I think I encompass Dawn.
You encompass Dawn.
In terms of size, not anymore, though obviously she's lost a lot of weight.
So are you basing this choice on someone who looks like you?
No, but I think Dawn is... I've got the humour of Dawn.
Yeah, you have,
yeah. The nature of Dawn. You know, I think...
I think we should just call you Dawn
from
now on.
Frenchy.
Yeah, Frenchy.
I do also love Helen Le Bonham Carter. I love her. I think she is...
I don't think it's Helen Le Bonham.
Yeah.
No, it's just Helena Bonham Carter. Not Helen Le Bonham Carter.
Well, she is right up my... What is it, Strasa?
Yes.
she is right up my Strasa. Yes. Ruth. I'm going to write back to Sarah. Dear Sarah, Helen Le Bonham Carter is rise up my Strasa. Best Ruth.
No, you said it again. It's Helena Bonham Carter.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's Helen Le Bonham Carter.
Sure, it's Helen Le Bonham Carter.
It's not. Hang on, let me find out. No, I've got. I'm right. I'm right. Oh. I found it. Helena Bonham
Carter.
Say it for me.
Helena. I would say. It's because it's Helena. I think it's Helena. Helena Bonham Carter. Apparently, she's a big fan of Finding the Funny, so she's going to crack up at this bit.
She is. She might even change her name to Helen Le Bonham Carter.
Yeah, I do love her, and I love Emma Thompson.
Okay.
I actually think a good one for you would be Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you've got similar sort of, like, I actually think, as French and Saunders go, there is not... Yeah. Funny as them, but you know, Dawn was very much the, like, giddy, like a kid.
Yeah.
Jennifer Saunders was like, this is bullshit. Like, cut through everything. And I mean, we watched that French and Saunders video growing up a billion times.
Oh, Lord.
Loved that live, that French and Saunders live. Yeah. And in that, there's so many moments where Dawn French is like the excitable puppy.
Yeah,
and I actually think Jennifer Saunders would be a brilliant person to play you in a movie.
Yeah, that is actually a very good shout, Patsy, that one.
Remember when we went to a fancy dress party as Patsy and Eddie was?
We did, yes!
That is a classic.
Oh yeah, we got photos of that somewhere.
Yeah, I've got it in an 18th album that you did me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of us as Patsy and Eddie.
We've got to get that on the old Grammage, Pat.
Yeah, on the gram, yeah.
That was a classic,
I think Jennifer Saunders would be a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Or Emma Thompson. I actually think Emma Thompson would also be a great one for you as well.
She is great, isn't she,
Emma Thompson? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think she's one of our country's finest.
Finest. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be with you there, Pat.
That scene in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Every single, I even know it's coming now, but when she finds that necklace,
no.
And she opens that CD from under the tree and it's the same shape and she's convinced it's going to be that necklace. Where she stands in the hallway.
I know.
And then she just dries her tears and then she just pulls it together and she's like, right, come on. Always gets me that.
Yeah. Me too, Pets. That's such a great film, that.
Who would you have play Ian?
Oh, good God, I don't know. Bob Mortimer.
Yeah, he'd be a good Ian, actually. He would be a good Ian. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who I'd have play Matthew. I know who I'd have. I'd have Hayden Pace. Because there is a running joke in our family that Matthew looks like the exact amalgamation of Hayden and Pace.
Yeah, he absolutely does.
Thanks so much for listening, as always, guys. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ant Corden.
Or alternatively, drop us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. With Ruth and Ant, the finding the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.